Buzz Burbank here on the Mike O'Mara Show newsroom. I've just been handed a dispatch from the Washington Post that informs us that former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry has apparently been driving his Jaguar for the last 6 months with no tags, no license tags, which I believe is illegal. And Rob, the phone is ringing just in the middle of this story.
So unorthodox for the phone to ring, and most radio stations have their phone muted.
There's so much more to tell, and...
Well, let me answer this, and then we'll get to it.
Okay.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Oh.
Yes, Mayor Barry. I heard your podcast. I was listening to it on my radio and my Jaguar.
You have the app then?
My Jaguar, I had a...
Do you have a smartphone?
I just happen to miraculously have a capability of listening to whatever I want, whether it's internet, fishing net, iPod, my pod. I can listen to everything I want if I'm going, you know, say...
Blackberry?
What?
Blackberry?
I got a Blackberry in here. As a matter of fact, old bit. That's the old bit.
Yeah, I just you wondered if you had a smartphone.
I don't have. I got a smartphone. I got a dumb phone. I got a medium smartphone. I got an autistic phone.
Really?
I got all big sorts buttons, of phones. I got lots of.
It rings, but there's no one there.
Now, how is our reception? How are we coming in Ward 8?
Ward 8 is everything. I want to make real clear.
Well, you sound different when you talk about Ward 8. You have
make
a certain
brightness
to your voice.
Ward 8, everything sounds better in Ward 8. Food tastes better in Ward 8.
Wow.
Air is better in Ward 8. The blow is better in Ward 8.
The what is?
The blow.
What does that mean?
Cocaine don't drive me crazy. Cocaine.
You know we're on the air.
She don't.
Mayor.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
That incident, that was a female officer that pulled me over. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hello?
Mayor for life.
Hi, who's this?
This is Oscar Santana.
Oscar Santana, a resident of the District of Columbia.
Yes, Ward 3.
How are you?
I am great.
How does Ward 3 stack up against Ward 8?
There ain't no comparison whatsoever to Ward 8
really?
To Ward 3. I tell people, you Ward 3, if you want to go put your nose up in the air, deal with a bunch of white people in Ward 3.
How ironic.
You're in Ward 3,
there.
Aren't you?
Yes, Ward 8 dunks over Ward 3.
That's right. Ward 3 kicks ass like an MMA ass kissing.
Why no tag on the
ass
Jag?
Ass kicking. What?
Why no tag on the Jag?
Why no tag on you, boy?
What?
Wow.
You know what, cracker? You know, I just say, Buzz, that's but why no tag on the Jag? Because I'm busy. I'm busy. I have citizens' meetings.
Uh-huh.
I have
citizens' what?
I have citizens' meetings.
Citizens' meetings.
I have council meetings.
Right.
I have meet and greetings.
Uh-huh.
And I have to go out and do all these meet and greetings when I'm very busy.
Yes.
And plus, I have to get my shopping done.
Shopping?
What kind of shopping?
My grocery shopping. My grocery bill. Since I got the beaties.
Oh, yeah,
I contracted the diabetes.
I understand you got the sugar.
And, the blood sugars. What I has to do is I've got to go. I have to go out.
Is your blood sugar really low now?
Well, I have to get the groceries that will balance my sugars.
Yes.
Like what?
And if, for example, I cannot buy Pop-Tarts. How about that, Mr. Man?
Well, what do you buy instead?
I buy a kale.
Kale.
I buy lots of kale.
That's good for you.
Fish fillets. I got fish fillets that I like to cook with a little salt and pepper in my stove.
Uh-huh.
On your stove.
Be careful with the salt.
You're making me do this impression not like I should.
No, I'm just asking.
If we were on the radio, you would be getting me in trouble.
I'm just asking.
You're not playing right.
Just asking you some questions.
Hello?
Back to the traffic infraction.
Back to that bitch.
The tag.
Yeah, pulled me over. I said, you know who the hell I am? I'm Mayor for Life, Marion A. Barry. And Marion A. B. Barry. And I said, man, I tell you, if I didn't know any better, if Cora Mastersberry was in this car, she'd slap you silly.
Yeah, she would.
She'd slap you upside the head, is what she'd do.
That's true. And Effie.
Effie. Oh, you always like to bring that up.
Well, you know, rest in peace.
That's a sad day.
Effelyn Berry.
God rest her lovely soul.
Uh-huh. Effelyn.
Up there in heaven. But I go to the grocery store to get my sugars balanced.
Right. Do you go to do you go to the Safeway?
I like the Safeways on Georgia Avenue. I like the Safeway that I frequent on a regular basis. Uh-huh. I love my Safeways on Georgia Avenue.
Because there's another great Safeway up by the Watergate.
The Watergate? I don't go near there.
No.
I used to when I was a younger man.
How old are you now?
I'm 78.
Wow.
I might be older than that.
You're looking good.
You might be.
I might be. Rob usually knows the age.
I think you're about on.
I'm about right on, spot on. Listen, is RJ there?
He is.
He is. Raymond. As a matter of fact, RJ, come to the phone.
What's up, Mayor?
How are you, my man?
I'm okay. You going to opening day today?
RJ Diaz.
Yeah.
RJ Diaz.
Friend of yours?
Is the funniest man in the whole wide world. Well, really? I love that man.
Well, everybody does.
Yes, sir. It's funny. We just used to say, go out and get that, RJ. Just watch him walk slow.
Oh, did he ever? Was he ever in your cabinet?
Oh, he's in my cabinet. Not my cabinet. Of course not. I couldn't put him on my cabinet. He's not a resident. He lives in Reston.
Did you have a nickname for him?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah,
thank you for bringing it up, Buzz. You know how to get into the show. It was called Inchworm.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm starving.
Brian, go on. Sit down. You know you're not allowed back here. Spencer's more excited about it than I am.
I've got Jews at my table.
God. It's not your table. It's the place's table. Behave. This once you can sit at someone else's station. Or you can wait your turn.
How much more you got to eat?
I want to keep this.
Appetites aren't as big as your noses, huh?
What?
That's it. Forget it. That's it.
All right, let me talk to you.
I don't care how many people to buy his books. Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to talk to give him one more chance.
Bard for life.
Here I go. Here I go.
They left.
Yeah, what do you know? Brian says he doesn't care how long you've been coming. You ever act like this again, you're barred for life. I'm going to miss the excitement, but I'll handle it.
Three eggs over easy. Two sausage, six strips of bacon with fries.
Fries today.
A short stack, coffee with cream and sweetener.
You're going to die soon with that diet, you know that.
Well, we're all going to die soon. I will, you will, and it sure sounds like your son will.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
Wow.
And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That is the singular, like, dramatic, terrible... you gotta work on my microphone. It don't sound right at all.
It was a dark opening, wasn't it?
That is the singular, dramatic, dark moment from As Good As It Gets. And Rob plays that, like, into a happy little gleeful song.
Yes.
Bring it back where it was just a second ago.
Okay.
A little more gain. 1-1000. Checking my microphone. What the hell happens when I'm not here?
Your gain is at 100%.
The mic is completely and totally f***ed up.
Oh,
yes,
language.
It is. Yes, it is. Just
mix.
Let's work on it right
today.
Now. Hey, how are you? That doesn't sound odd to
sounds
you.
A little distorted, and yes, I do too.
Well, you know,
in fact,
people have said
right
that.
Now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. No, that's not
dramatic
right.
Weight gain changes people's voices at times.
Weight loss or
weight
gain?
Weight loss.
Yeah. Whoops.
Freudian slip.
That doesn't sound right. Hello, check testing 1-2.
I think that sounds better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
You know what? It's probably your headphones.
Is it my headphones?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, because.
We putzed with those yesterday.
God.
Oh, look.
Don't do that anymore. Everybody stay where they are.
Nobody move.
When I'm not here.
Right.
There's the new rule. Thank you.
But then Oscar can't play with the machines.
That's very loud. I'll do it. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Yes.
God damn it. I'm sorry. I apologize. From the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is Mike. MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Thursday.
Yeah.
March. Is this the 30th?
The last
31st.
Day of March.
30th of March.
31st. Yes. Today, Mike.
Buzz nodded and said yes. I looked directly at him, but now he will cover his ass. He looked at me and went, yes, it is. March 30th. And then figured it out and put up the one, but you nodded at me first.
Because I
looked at you because I count on you for the date.
And I count on you as
yes,
well. And I thought you were going to get it right.
I know
I
it's
didn't
the
get
31st.
Of course, that's why I looked at you plaintively.
Today is Brad's birthday.
Jesus, Brad's
oh my God,
birthday.
Brad, yeah.
Rob's lover, Brad, is how old is Brad today?
He would be 42.
42 years young.
Yeah.
God love him. And we are over 6 million downloads and still growing. Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by the Big Duff 2. This is our second annual golf tournament.
Yay.
May 21st, where hopefully it will be above 50 degrees.
Yeah.
At Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. A day of golf. Golf just a small part of this. Really,
yeah.
You could bring your golf clubs and really not even plan on using them, but have a great time.
Golf is the excuse.
Because hijinks is the order of the day.
Right.
With a touch of frolic.
With a touch of frolic. Have you gotten the Russian hookers yet, Mark?
Yeah.
Very good. Followed by our end of the world after party.
Great.
At a secret location. Four packages are available, from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after party. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason at 703-628-1343. And right out of this shoot, I have to ask my colleagues here if they happen to check my updates on Facebook yesterday.
What were you doing?
Were you
were playing. You were playing with us as a ball of yarn.
I had more fun.
But a great job done.
On the Facebook yesterday than I have ever had in my life. If you would like to go to Mike O'Mara on Facebook and check it out. The status has started yesterday late afternoon.
What happened is I went to my wall, my news feed, and I just saw one from you that was written like
Are you allergic?
Oh, the allergies are bad.
Yeah. Are you feeling a little under the weather? Yeah, but I always get scared. Is it anything
simply
more?
Allergies.
Just allergies? Yeah.
Simply allergies.
Okay, very good.
I'm expectorating. I'm a little hoarse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Call me Pony.
I was a little hoarse today also, too, after having something shoved up my duke.
If it affected your voice, they went too far.
If I go like to the upper register and I do something like, hello? No, I guess it's gotten better.
That's why you didn't greet me the way you always greet me today.
Hello! Your status updates were in all caps, and I guessed that
part of them were in all caps.
Either you were on some kind of substance, or you had some kind of device that was supposed to change the spoken word into printed word, but wasn't succeeding.
It was fun. I
saw on my news feed one post from you, and I said, what the hell's he doing? And I actually went down to your wall and started scrolling and read them in reverse order.
What was it?
Like Tom Gavin typed it.
I was sitting there. I was wiped out.
So to speak.
I had a colonoscopy. I was wiped, fortunately.
Clean.
Had a colonoscopy yesterday, and everything went fine. Did that for... only I would do a radio promotion colonoscopy, but that's what it's for the Virginia Hospital Center. And
train it out.
And, you know, hey, fun to get a medical procedure that I needed anyway.
It's always fun to save a $10 copay, Mike.
You're absolutely right.
Seriously.
That's really what it probably
I'm
going
to have to trade out all of my medical procedures from now on.
Rob, I did better than save a $10 copay.
Oh,
fortunately, yes.
Wow.
They like people to do these.
You backed right into an appearance fee.
I did it. I got the colonoscopy yesterday, and more than anything else, with the prep work that you have to do, blowing out your colon the day before,
much worse than the procedure, right?
Well, after doing the radio show in the morning and then heading out there and getting this procedure done, and realized when I was walking into the registration room at the hospital that there was no way that I should have done the radio show yesterday.
Right.
And I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was lightheaded.
Well, of course.
And I was lightheaded because you're supposed to, if under normal circumstances, if you have a procedure at 10 a.m., you're supposed to be home. And at about 7 a.m., you're supposed to give yourself a little and flush out the rest of your system and then lollygag your way into the hospital. You're not supposed to get up at your usual middle of the night time
and
race over to the hospital.
It's not just that. A lot of times, those procedures are scheduled literally first thing in the morning.
Right, exactly.
Because you're off 24 hours of fasting. I guess you could have ginger ale or Jello, but you're essentially on a fast.
It was,
and you were on a 24-hour fast, and you did your show.
And it was just,
you were probably really fun to be with.
There's a lady that's the PR liaison at the hospital, very attractive woman and very nice, and she greets us at the elevator, and I give her this big,
fall into her arms.
This silly hug, right? And, you know, I'm schmoozing, but she's nice.
Wow. Sure. Yes. Wow.
So I'm giving her this hug, and then I walk in, and as soon as I turned around and I walk into the registration room, I kind of go, whoa, I guess the spike in blood pressure for that moment. Got it done.
God, how did you hug her?
Came home yesterday.
From behind?
And I was
his legs.
No, she's just nice looking. And I was sitting there yesterday afternoon, and I am just a friggin' zombie. I am out of it. And I said, okay, time to go up to the office and lay out what we're going to do on this show.
Yes, good for you.
And let me tell you, of all the things I do, if you guys want to know the priorities, listening in the audience right now, the priority really that I place above everything is I will lay out this show and put it on Facebook. I do that because it has to be done.
And we appreciate everybody.
And I do that, and it's something that I really take pride in never missing.
Right. Yes.
I have the laptop that we use down in Florida, and it's sitting there, and I take it over. And I said, well, maybe I'll do it here. Maybe I'll open it up. And I start to write Thursday from the living room.
Right.
And I look at what I've written, and I start to laugh.
Because it's that bad.
Because it's that bad, and it's like that day from the lob room.
Your fingers have spazzed out.
It's not just your fingers spazzing out. You're tired, and you're not used to the laptop.
I'm sitting there not used to the laptop. All I'm in that. Sort of a semi-reclining position. But I start laughing, and I said, this will be great. I will put this throughout all the messages, and then I had so much fun writing the status of the show that I said, I'll continue to feed this. And of course, our incredible Facebook listener base, the people that support this show, who get all jokes, immediately start tracking with it.
Sure.
And I couldn't stop, and I totally understand what you're into, because it became like that, where you write something silly and you get feedback on it, and it's immediate and it's magical, and you want to do it, and that's why
would you love via the internet.
Would you like to hear your first post?
If you want to go through the post, that would be fine. I would, because it's probably going to translate a little bit more differently, but go ahead and share them. All right.
Thisdayism, from as the anesthesia, we're off. I have all a detalia of me, particular, and how much fun I had.
Head.
See you tomorrow.
It was like that,
And the way I did this, really, all I did was not look at the keyboard. And I tried to write it as best I could, and it came out. And the funniest line that I got from somebody on Facebook is when they wrote back to me, I'm able to understand everything he's writing that I worry about me.
Right.
It was amazing. Now, it was a very strange day, strange week.
A question about immediately following the colonoscopy.
Yes.
Now, when you got it, did they give you the drug
cocktail?
Sounds
like you have pain talking today. Are you in pain at all?
I've never been in more comfort in my life.
Because really.
You sound like I
normally,
used to.
Sounds
normally,
painful.
Normally you are up here. That is your voice. And today it's up here.
Well, today you sound like an old lady.
I was today. Finally, the voice matches the personality. I was pushing my voice in the car to see what I could do.
Right.
Don't make me raise my voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's allergies, it's not sick.
Simply allergies. They're rotten out there.
Because you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if anybody got sick with this. What the F is wrong with our weather?
Well, Julia is sick, but I'm not sick. I don't have
Did you
symptoms.
Like yesterday's gray better or today's gray better?
Wow. Oh, I liked yesterday's gray better.
Oh, my God. I can't handle it anymore.
Boys, coming back from the Sunshine State and coming into this week of weather is, it's a new level of depression. You know, my radio partner, Kirk McEwen, is out at the Nationals opening game today, where it's going to be drizzle with temperatures in the 40s.
40 and rain. Beautiful. 40 and rain.
You know, that is becoming the tradition in baseball, in their zeal to squeeze every dime out
Hope
of, you know, every
eternal,
season.
Mike.
I'm sorry, you want to start the baseball season? Start at the third week in April.
Right.
Okay,
right,
have spring training continue. June 10th.
Or start it in Florida and then bring it up here when the weather accommodates.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do out at Nats Park today, if they're going to get any kind of crowd.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to sell it out like they always do.
I know you like to go to training camp, but I don't like to take a warm vacation that early in the spring, because then you come back to this and it just cancels out the warmth that you enjoyed on your vacation.
It doesn't cancel it out. You still had it.
Is it sacrilegious that on opening day, regardless of weather, I'm going to a Caps game today?
Oh, you going to the Caps game tonight?
Yes.
You're going to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I guess so.
Very, very cool.
Is that a major league?
I'm jealous.
Columbus Blue Jackets? That's a real team.
They're very good.
Look them up. Look them up online.
I don't have the time.
Mark, look them up on the and give Rob the lowdown on the Columbus Blue Jackets.
No wonder there were tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Probably the last easy ticket of the Caps season.
Not, certainly, I'm very excited
certainly
about
not cheap, Mike.
Right.
I'm very excited about our trip. RJ and I will be seeing the Caps take on the Sabres Saturday night.
Oh, that's a big game. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be awesome.
Very interesting because as we get into the Caps season, we have to see whether they will meet the Buffalo Sabres.
Now I recognize them by the logo.
Those are the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Of the NHL. Columbus has a team. Yeah. That's like the lightest team in the entire NHL.
Oh, no. They look tough. Their logo looks
like a light market.
I wish I would have talked to you earlier.
Right.
Because I was like, well, this is a hard ticket. I'll pay $100 for it.
Oh no, dear.
I got killed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Where are you sitting? Do you know where you're sitting?
Oh, it's section 100. It's amazing.
You're in the 100s. Yes. Okay. Well, it's still good to be down there.
How much do they usually cost?
They're in the playoff hunts. You didn't do all that badly if you're down low.
Yeah, low.
If you're down in the 100.
Three rows up.
You could actually tell me the section you're in. I know it so well. I have scalped so many tickets and I have tried to find.
Let me.
So I don't know whether to be impressed or sad.
Let me go to my phone and I'll tell you exactly where it is.
I will be able to tell you where you're sitting based on what you tell me and what section you're in.
I know Oscar told me the scalper said for $30 additional he could play the third period for the Blue Jackets.
You know, when I hear the Columbus Blue Jackets of the NHL.
Sounds a little light.
Yeah, it makes me kind of embarrassed to be an NHL fan.
It's
Blue Jackets.
They're the fiercest section 120, in the league.
Row J, 10 rows back from the glass.
You're close to center ice.
And then this is the view that they've sent me.
Oh, no, very nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Mark, bring up Verizon Center seating chart.
Oh, okay.
All right, Verizon Center seating chart.
But there's the view.
No, I take it back. You're in the corner.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I am in the corner. You're right.
Really
you're
good.
Not even looking. You're
the
corner.
That's the view?
Yeah, that's the corner.
Yeah, that's really the corner. Yeah, that's the corner.
Is that worth $100?
What is a blue jacket?
No.
It sounds like a wasp.
I got Horde.
No, a yellow jacket.
Not Horde, but you didn't get a deal.
No.
RJ got Horde.
Why?
RJ got Horde when we went to spring training.
What happened? I never heard this story.
I didn't tell this story.
You know what? And we also, there's a story of a fight that we're supposed to hear.
Right.
Do you want this?
All right, let me see. All right, he's handing me the computer, the laptop.
Poor Mike.
Isn't the internet great?
What Mike loves to do more than do radio shows and colonoscopies is find amazing deals that are not so amazing on games that he wants to go to.
He likes to diffuse other people's joy.
Oscar and I have attended a few hockey games together. Yeah. Oscar knows that back in the day, when I was a man of means, before I was poverty stricken,
right?
You know, I haven't paid for a ticket this year.
You shouldn't.
At the games, it's still hard to get a ticket.
The only reason I bought these is I thought it'd be fun to go to.
120, not bad.
Okay.
Why in the world else would you buy a ticket?
Right.
Not bad. Here you go.
Well, because, guys, I got to tell you that if someone said I have lower level seats to a Nats game, I'd go to a hockey game 10 times over because
they're
a winner and they're a contender.
But what I'm saying
is they are in the hunt.
Your sentence was
they're more in the hunt. They've clinched a playoff
spot. The only reason I bought it is I thought it would be fun. I've never bought a ticket to something I didn't think would be fun.
Well, yeah, but you don't understand when. I guess if you're not in radio or you're not in the business of show.
Uh-huh. I love the business of show.
When you are truly on a real radio station and in the heyday, even if you're a lonely DJ trying to come up in the ranks, you would get tickets to everything and you would never pay.
Right.
It was so much fun.
It used to be that way.
It used to be that way, and then slowly but surely it diminished, and then it became so tough.
And Buzz brought something up. When we were doing our very best, when we really didn't need free stuff, that's when we got the free stuff.
But always tough, the Redskins and Capitals, when they started winning. Yes. Always a tough ticket.
Oh, true.
Unless you got a job with a great organization.
It's like VCU.
On the sports front.
Yes.
I'm concerned with you, Mr. Spiewak.
Why?
Because, man, I will tell you, if the shoe was on the other foot, I would forego the hockey game. I would want to see.
I do want
probably
to see
something
it.
That I'll never see again in my life.
I would do that, Mike. Except I promise, Jimmy.
Oh, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, some time ago, long-standing.
And honestly, if they thought there was a way out of it, I would. But
now,
I promise, Jimmy.
Are we talking about two games? Now, why are you laughing at Rob? Why are you laughing at Rob's Spiewak?
Because Jimmy is the type of man that loves his home team.
He loves Buffalo
and respects the fact that these are extenuating circumstances, and the fact that the Rams even got to the Final Four it's one in ten.
Counterpoint. There's one thing Jimmy loves more than his home team. Jimmy loves his bar.
Yes, but I
this
will say
this is a promotion for Jimmy's bar.
If you went,
a friend of your show,
if you went to Jimmy and you're like, look, Jimmy. Not for nothing, man, but did you ever think the Rams would make it to the Final Four?
Yeah, no. That
did you ever think
that was possible?
I have some valid questions that brings up.
Okay.
Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
The ticket is free that you're getting for the game.
Yes.
And are you being compensated in any way for your appearance on the bus at all, or are you getting free beer?
In fact, I have to bring my own beer.
You have to bring your own beer.
And that is fact.
It's a free ticket. Free tickets are important to Rob.
Yeah.
Who are you bringing with you?
Mrs. Spiewak.
You're bringing Mrs. Spiewak? She'd be turbo pissed. This is a night out. This is a big night.
She'd be disappointed, but not turbo pissed. Really? I swear it on my kids.
Did you ever think that?
Really, and you know I like to think the worst of you.
I know.
But in this particular case, I'm having trouble doing that.
Did you ever think that Rob Spiewak would be making a choice
for
sporting events?
Well, that's...
Yeah, right.
See!
That kind of lost its impact.
You! VCU! VCU! Go, Rams! Go!
I'm sorry. Would you restate the question?
I said, did you think we'd ever be seeing Rob have to make a choice between sporting events?
You know, I didn't, and I'm stunned. But the fact is, you know what? Rob is not the sports fan that a lot of people
are. Yeah, but
it
doesn't matter. That's what the beauty of the Final Four is, that when your team gets there, all bets are off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you said it best, Rob.
Will you be Tebowing the VCU game?
Of course.
Does that matter when you Tebow it? Are you kidding me? They're going to flash it up on the screen if they win.
And if they do, I'll scream louder than anybody. But I
Is it exact same times? Did you check the time?
He doesn't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, you don't know the name, the time of your VCU game?
Why? I don't need to know it until it's Saturday.
Now I'm disgusted.
Good. Disgusted.
Now I'm
be disgusted.
You are such a non-sports guy.
Exactly.
You are such
I never said I was.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm Mike. Section 120's in the corner.
Oh, my God.
6:09 p.m.
Okay, so it's at VCU. The same time that we're going to be on the bus to the Capitals game.
Okay, I have my answer. I'm fine. I'm
good. You're walking on air.
I have my answer. It's just, maybe that's what it is. I'd feel differently about it. It wouldn't,
well,
it's not that much of a dilemma for
you.
You
know what they're thinking about an AU going to the Final Four? I would chase a unicorn.
Yeah.
No. It's never coming.
We were in the NCAAs.
And you know what?
And we were out in the first
round. I'll watch the championship game when we make that.
You don't care. This is hollow. This is ringing hollow, Rob. Nobody's buying it.
Mike is the type of guy that when.
What? I didn't ask anyone to buy anything.
When
I laid it out in absolute God's truth.
But you made us feel like you were wavering, and you never even wavered because you didn't even look at the time of the game.
There you go.
I never wavered. I never said I wavered. I said I promised Jimmy, a friend of the show,
friend of mine,
man of my word,
right.
I'm going to honor that commitment.
Stand-up
so
guy.
Just to button this whole thing up, what it is really, though.
To button it up, you think I'm a... Hole.
No, uh-oh. Stop. Calm
Why
down.
Why are you so mad?
You don't.
He is mad.
Because you're doubting me for something that's valid.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not being. You're being defensive. You are.
And why would I be?
You know what? But you're you about this. You're being yourself. This is. You explained it, and you said, "Of course, I'm not a big sports fan." And I'm processing it this way because I'm a bigger sports fan because I go to a lot of sports for entertainment, which you don't do. That's why. Yes, it's great that VCU's in there because you went to that school, but as far as on the sports level, to be honest with me,
okay,
you give a rat's ass whether you see it or not.
I would like for them to win because it's great for my school,
right?
That's
but
it.
As far as sitting down,
no,
and the entertainment value of you grabbing a beer and watching first quarter to last quarter, you would not.
I would actually, isn't it two periods?
It's first quarter. It's two quarters.
Two halves.
It?
Two halves. Yeah.
Two halves. Yeah. All right. So I don't
two
follow.
Two quarters
that.
Would be a half a game.
I'm sorry. So
well,
my
regardless.
Bad.
But I know you're a big sports fan.
No. Now hold on, ass. Now let me turn it on.
I'm
you.
Gonna just call you on.
Hold
that.
On, because you know I'm more of a hockey fan than
I
a
know,
basketball
I
fan.
Know.
But I have watched basketball games in their entirety.
Mike, I remember when AU went to the tournament. You went out of your way to get the channel on your DirecTV system.
I do remember that.
Watch
this is
the
true.
Game.
To watch Villanova.
You pick up the phone. And said, where are my AU? Where are my guys?
And the thing that was a tease about that, remembering that game, is that AU came out in the first half and almost you know, looked as though they could really make this. They might have led it the first half, and then Villanova came back and spanked them.
But you
after
called
that.
It's a different. It's a really. You're on two different ends of the field here, where you called your cable provider and said, "I need to watch this game." Rob Spiewak said, "I'm busy Saturday night. Who cares? I already got plans."
But you're honest about it because you're not a sports fan.
Not a big sports fan, and I say the bulk of it is.
And you caught me on not being a big basketball fan, although I'm a little depleted. I know it's a first half and a second half. I have watched many basketball games in their entirety. But I couldn't talk about like the NBA or the Final Four with any skill whatsoever.
The main concern here is that I owe this to Jimmy because I promised him I'd do it.
Long
and
ago, long-standing commitment.
And if you doubt me, Robert has his Boy Scout fishing trip that day for a badge. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind what a beautiful day Saturday is going to be.
Yeah, and Jimmy is a great guy.
And I cut Robert's fishing trip short because I owe this to Jimmy. So yeah, it's a big deal.
But you know what? There's a compromise here that you should have thought about.
What's that?
You've got the Magic iPhone.
Okay.
And you can log on to CBSSportsLine.com and you could watch the game if you wanted
to. Much too much effort.
On your phone as you're going to the hockey
I would like
game.
To
too
think.
Much effort.
I now, would like to think that after that witticism aside, you would give me the credit that yes, I would use my pretty smartphone to check the score. Do you really think that I'm playing Angry Birds?
You can watch the game though, not check the score. Watch the game.
Then I'll watch the game.
He doesn't care.
He just doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
I care that they win.
Maybe that's what I'm looking for right now. I think, to be honest with our listening audience, you should say
what
that really
yes.
You know, you're happy for the school.
Delighted for the organization.
But you and I'm not, you don't have to make the whole set this, but really?
Yes.
You really don't care.
Oh, I care.
don't let go of that.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break and come back.
No roller derby.
It's the ABCs of Rob. I freaking love it. We will take a break and come right back with more after this.
You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah, you really got me now.
Mike, I care. Desperately.
Back. Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought you really might.
I do.
Welcome back to segment two. Brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Remember to bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. When you think of shopping, think Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think us, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
One of the best ways to support the show, really, the way Ronick's been doing lately, the only way to support the show is to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
He wrote a game show.
Amazon. He wrote a game show.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And okay. we don't have
in my wallet.
We don't have the Big Duff. That doesn't count.
Yeah, the Big Duff. Yeah, the promotion we did last
Mark,
year.
Mark, what I want you to say to Mike, and you don't have to say the
my
whole sentence.
My promotion we did last year.
Yes, okay, very good. Very
Mark,
good.
I want you to tell Mike.
Back, because it's so popular.
That you don't care.
Oh, I so, you know the thing that's funny about this is I misread you. I really thought, and because, but then I was wrong because we don't care about the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. And sports is one where you have done your damnedest over the years.
Tried.
To try.
Try.
And you got kind of close with the Redskins, but I
the
saw through that.
That was that's a rotten organization full of a-holes.
This is the cement. Now I know forever. So there's never a chance.
I was brought up with a poster of Sonny Jurgensen hanging over my crib. I got to work with the man. You know what? He's a dick.
Oh, wow.
Man. I don't like sports.
You don't like sports. It's official.
Yay, Rob.
But Rob is just if anybody wants the quote from Rob Spiewak about sports, he is happy for the school.
Yes.
He's happy for the school.
Right. Of course. I like what the Nationals have done for Anacostia.
See, I
would have revitalized the neighborhood, Mike. I think that's great.
I would have liked to, if you had been a sports fan, which you're not, I would have loved to exploit this just a little bit more and and take advantage.
Not
and,
too late for the championship Mike, game.
Hey, okay. Well, maybe we can, if they make it through,
when
maybe we can do
they
that.
Make it through.
When they make it through. Rob, he won't care then either.
You're simply a fraud.
Well,
Rob,
really not.
Join me at roller derby, Rob.
You know what? Not a fraud, because if I was a fraud, you would not know that I really don't care.
Yeah, if he was a true fraud, I will give him that. He would cover his ass more, where he would lie like a dog.
I'm
and
fairly
really,
genuine in the fact that
I.
He's
wearing the ring.
But he can't. I know he's wearing his.
Hey, I paid a lot of money for it. I am as God made me.
Had
it
resized.
But it's not the worst case scenario, which I was going to think was that Rob was getting everything for free, and maybe Jimmy was throwing him a few bucks to be there.
No.
That would have been a lot worse. No. That would have been a lot
man
worse.
Man of his word.
He's
a man
of my word. Man of my word.
And I've been there with Jimmy, too, mm-hmm. And we love Jimmy, and he's been a big supporter of this show.
I don't know about that. I think he hates the show.
So I will tell you this, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes, that Mr. O'Mara.
The odds are overwhelming. Me being the hockey fan that I am, it's Buffalo, and I will be going between the two games on Saturday because I am pretty jacked up about the whole situation.
You are a genuine Capitals fan. I am a fly-by-night VCU bandwagoner. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bandwagoner when it comes to the Final Four because I only get interested if they're a Cinderella story. And B, if there's a school locally.
Well, what you must do then is when you flip back and forth, send me a text on my smartphone.
I'll update you,
and then I will reply. Who is this?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be watching both games if I don't have a previous engagement. There you go. Because now I'm really, as far as hockey is concerned, I'm waiting for the second season. I'm waiting for the
Have you traded out another procedure Saturday?
No, I don't trade it out another. That's very nice. That's nice. That's nice, Nancy. All right. Anyway.
He'll be calling the game.
Very good. Speaking of sports, when RJ came down to visit down in Florida, we went to the game, and every year I have a tradition of going down to spring training. It is, I always say, the happiest I am during the course
you
of the
sound
year.
Sound amazing. Yes.
How many years have you been doing that?
About almost a decade I've been going down there.
And it sounds so content.
It's the happiest day of my life when I'm sitting there, or I should say, it used to be.
Oh.
Used to be.
As many people know, things have changed, and things are not always what they seem.
Uh-huh.
And for a long time, I would go online, and I would get tickets, and I didn't really care what I paid for the tickets because I was excited to go, and it was the Red Sox. And I think the record for me is 7 games in 1 year. 7 spring training games with the Red Sox.
In your defense, at that point in your life, you were heavily invested in Bernie Madoff.
And for the bottom fell out.
Really, everybody that was invested with him really didn't know what was going to happen.
We didn't know that the Ponzi scheme was existing.
No.
So I would go down there. Then it morphed into, I stopped doing it online because I thought I could get a better deal going down to the stadium on game day and hitting a scalper.
Which would be the logic because either you sell the ticket or you don't sell the ticket.
Right.
And the scalper loses, especially last minute.
The greatest moment of my scalping career, getting tickets, a little old lady, white-haired lady outside of City of Palms Park.
Guilty
walks up,
of being hot.
Sells me 2 tickets.
Undercover
at
cop.
Face value, which at the time were $18 or $19 each.
Nice.
She sells me the tickets at face value.
Nice.
We go into the stadium, and we are sitting behind the dugout in the front row.
Wow.
The greatest baseball seats you can get. And this lady went, I just want face value for them. That was the greatest. It's all been crap there. There are now surrounding City of Palms Park, and RJ and I will testify to this, these skeezy, derelict, meth head, alcoholic F's that surround this with hundreds of tickets in their greasy, filthy, dirty fingernail little hands.
This is their career.
And even that used to be tolerable when it was reasonable. Mm-hmm. We are going to go to 2 games. We decide we're going to go to St. Louis and we're going to go to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I get online because that's how you kind of gauge the value of tickets. I get online for the first time that I can remember. I go online to StubHub. There are no tickets available.
Oh, my God.
None tickets?
At all. Usually the day before the game, you can get will call tickets.
Anything
and
you
can
want,
do that.
Yeah.
Not anything you want, but that you'll have a limited amount of tickets.
Yes.
There is nothing. I've never seen nothing. So we get down. RJ's plane comes in on Sunday. I pick him up at the airport. We get out of the airport.
It was a freight plane, wasn't it?
We get out of the airport. It's when I discover about RJ that as large a man as he is, he, when he chooses to, becomes invisible. I say, where are you going to be? He said, all right, I will meet you at the rental car counter outside the rental car counter. And he says, that's right. My plane has landed. We are waiting for a gate. We're waiting for a gate. RJ's
puts
plan
on his cloak of invisibility.
RJ's plane lands, and because RJ is on it, the pilot decides, I can wait 40 minutes for a gate. No problem at all. And he's giving, still on the tarmac. And so, you know, he's waiting for the plane to get to the gate. And RJ,
why didn't you try harder to get a gate?
He wouldn't let me in the door.
So how long were you on the tarmac with that plane?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
We landed 20 minutes early, and then there was no place for us to go.
Is that the ultimate F-stop in an airline?
How many towel-offs were there in that 45 minutes?
The towel off didn't start until after I left the plane.
Okay. Oh.
So we're waiting, and I feel for RJ.
It was a refrigerated cargo plane.
It is so, you're so screwed when a plane lands and you have to wait for that gate. And you're early and you go, hey, bonus.
You get excited.
Awesome. Haven't we all had that experience?
Sure.
Where you land up and you're like, this is terrific. And then the airline decides, that would be too good.
Right. Double-edged sword.
That would be a good thing. Yeah. So we're going to make you wait. So he finally gets out. He says, I'll meet you in front of the rental car. He says, I forgot what. National, you were.
It was Alamo.
Okay, I'll meet you at the Alamo.
Buzz beat me to it.
I'm out, and I'm standing at the very small rental car area, and waiting for RJ and looking out the main door for him to come in. When my phone rings, and he goes, I'm in the garage. I said, what? The garage for the rental car. So I realized that RJ has mysteriously, put on his cloak.
His cloak of invisibility
and floated through the rental car. And he's out there, and we're about an hour later than we want to be, right?
Yes, absolutely.
To get down there and get tickets. So we get down there late. We're about, an hour and a half before the game?
There's still plenty of time before. But
plenty of time before.
But, it's a classic RJ move to fly in hours before an event because he thinks he can pull it off.
But it was my fault because I switched the day of the meet and greet.
Remember? That's right. Okay. Right.
So technically, that's my fault. Right. We get down there, and it's an hour and a half before the game, which you would think no problem to see the game, of course, but not good scalper time. Because we found out.
That was tough. Yeah.
We found out scalper time can be 3 or 4 hours before the game begins. And we get down there, and the first guy I walk up to says, I got two, and they're standing room only. I'm like, my God, the scalpers don't have them. I'm going. I can't find any tickets anyway. Nobody has tickets. I call RJ. I said, you're on the other side because he's parked the car. Mm-hmm. I said, talk to a scalper. Get a scalper to find his tickets and do it on your own. And so he does it on his own.
And then where do you go?
I go looking for. I said, we'll
so
call
you continue,
each other.
You
we'll call each okay. other when we if we uh-huh. if we okay. score some tickets first, to confirm.
Right.
So he calls. He says, I've got tickets right behind the on-deck circle. Behind home plate. Are these okay? I said, go ahead, pull the trigger on them. Yeah. And how much did you pay for them?
$100
$100
for a $23
face value.
Someone get Mark a napkin? He's drooling.
I couldn't take Carla to the game. I couldn't take her mother to the game. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford that.
Of course.
So we decided we go down.
How convenient.
And so we decided.
It's unfortunate.
They wouldn't care about the game. It'd be like Rob with VCU. So I sit there and I get these tickets.
We buried that.
I think, no. Because I'm enlightened today. So
today you're enlightened.
So we get the tickets. And we go into this section, and it was section 210, and we walk up, and we're fairly high up, but there are about three rows in back of us, and the seats really aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any really bad seats in the spring training stadium?
No, it's a small enough
venue,
it's okay. Mm-hmm. If you're all the way down the left field or right field line, probably not that
but
great
to
see
But the really good seats are amazing seats.
You can touch the players.
Intimate.
It's really great.
Intimate. Oh, that is
so
sexy.
We sit down, the two wobbling, waddling, obese idiots go up and sit in section 210. Very comfortable, actually. We're sitting with these other people. Suddenly, these people come in and go, I have seats 16 and 17. Like, oh, okay. And I look down and it's like, it's my mistake.
Oh.
It's section 212 that we're in, not section 210. And we waddle over to section 212. Section 212 is the last row in the stadium. That's when our row number has turned into the very last row, and the seats
are on an angle.
Oh.
And
did
RJ.
Did you make a Napoleon Dynamite noise?
RJ. RJ. RJ is standing over his seat. And he's standing over his seat because his ass will not fit comfortably into the seat without the.
Time to go to the jelly drawer.
And he's I'm like, why are you standing? He's like, I'm all right, Mike. I just want to stand. And we sit down there, and he finally sits in the seat. And there's an empty seat next to me on the right side with an older couple. And she, I said, oh, I'm glad there's a little space here. Well, my son's coming back, and she said, and he's a big boy just like you. And the son comes back. God. I swear.
Hello, tiny.
RJ, am I telling the truth?
Absolutely.
I see him. You want to talk about the Napoleon sound? Yeah. I see him coming up the aisle. I see him coming up the aisle, and I go, oh, God. God, that's not her son. And he comes up, and he's moving up the aisle slowly. Swear to God, because he has a tray of chicken.
Of course,
chicken in one hand, a beer in the other.
He's got a huge, like 70-ounce beer with his chicken fingers. He squeezes past us, then he jams his fat ass into the side. I feel his left love handle pressing up against my C-cup breast, and he sits down. And I swear to God, RJ, do you remember what I said to him?
Oh no!
This is what I said to the guy. I lean over because I am so exasperated with RJ on my left and this guy and being fat myself that I lean over. It's the first word. He didn't even know who I was. I lean over and I said to him, you going to eat all of those? And then we left like two innings later because I'm sorry, that level of discomfort.
Even at that price.
Not worth it. And, and we got baked. We got absolutely hosed. It was terrible.
Mike, I was prepared to buy three tickets together so we would have space between us.
I will not do that, RJ. That to me is when.
Not for $100 a piece.
That to me, really, that is the equivalent to me of buying a wand to wipe yourself.
Giving in.
If I get to that level of fat.
Seatbelt extender?
It's
giving up.
I will. It's totally giving up. I will not.
Good for you,
not.
Mike.
Maybe next season. I will, but not this season.
Aren't
not,
those
not
the tiniest seats in the in Major League Baseball ever?
No, they're really not.
Oh. Fenway's worse?
They're not. No, I mean, Fenway's much worse. Oh, my. Yeah, Fenway. Certain segments of Fenway
people were smaller
worse. Could you do a little more, if you don't mind, just for me, of RJ standing and talking to you?
Mike, I'm just standing. I'm just standing until the game starts. There you go, Mr. O'Mara. Oh,
well, the bright side of being in the last row of the stadium, it's okay if you stand. Yeah, no one behind you to get mad.
That's why he stood. Yeah. That's why Inchworm stood. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Goofy tired. Anyway, welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We're so happy to have you with us. Tomorrow on the show, I will get to the story of the a-hole dad and the a-hole son.
The near fight.
Is that the fight?
Yeah, I've told the story. I think I've repeated it twice. Have I told it here twice?
No.
No.
I've not told it here.
Told it on the radio twice.
Heard it on 105.9 The Edge.
God, I hate that, too. And Kirk looks at me and goes, you tell that already. All happy that I screwed something up. So
I was
anyway.
Listening, and the way that he let you do it and then told you.
Yeah, of course, Thank you.
Still got time to fill.
Anyway, welcome back. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free, or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob, we got a rapid audio vault right now.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Well, then I will give you your choice.
All right, very good.
Since I'm a fraud,
mm-hmm.
I will maybe not play you the VCU.
Oscar's accusation, not mine, Rob.
I know that. I know exactly from whence
keep
it came.
Track.
Mm-hmm. You got a scorecard, Mike. I will play you, if you like, the VCU fight song, the Final Four parody record that's sweeping the nation.
I hate those parody records.
Celebrates Shaka Smart. smart, Mike. Let me give you just a taste. Would you like to guess what it is?
No.
Keep in mind, his
I
name
hate
is
these kind of songs. Like
Shaka
on any
Smart.
Level.
You'll like right, this one.
Good. Okay, here right, it is.
Very good. Ooga Shaka Ooga Ooga
Ooga Ooga Shaka Ooga Ooga Ooga. I have to admit, I thought it was pretty okay.
Shaka's got the feeling that it's destiny. World, you just don't realize.
It was just getting to the good part.
Go stuff.
Who's a fraud now?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you want some more current stuff, or do you want to celebrate opening day by hearing Earl Weaver yell at the umpire?
Oh, thank you. You know, it's one of my favorites.
I know, and it's once
a
year.
Is this my favorite one?
It is. It is. I also brought in Manager's Corner,
okay.
But I also have your favorite.
Yeah, Rob knows my favorite over the years. This is, I think, maybe a World Series, but I could be wrong. It's a long time ago. And
a classic.
Earl Weaver comes out and says, you're here for one reason and one reason only, to F us. And then you will hear audibly, you will hear the umpire go almost like make a pow sound, and when he's making that sound, he's taking his fist, throwing it up in the air, and throwing Earl
out of the,
ball game. The reason I set this up, because I never get a chance to do it.
We don't see
then you hear Earl starts walking away, walking back, walking away, walking back, walking away, and it is a thing of beauty. Nobody argued like the Earl of
and
Baltimore.
And my favorite part is the very subtle background noise of the organ.
Phenomenal. The organ just gently playing in the background while Earl is going out of his mind. I love this.
Happy
clip.
Opening day, America.
Oh, rubber. Boom,
you're out of there. Behind the plate
you ain't no good.
No, you weren't either.
Yeah,
you weren't
you
either.
Ain't no good.
You're no fucking good either.
Yeah, your ass you. Will never have our game tonight.
I hope you. Yeah. What do I care?
Yeah, what do I care? What are you doing here now?
Well, why don't you call the league office and ask them?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good.
Don't think I won't.
Good.
I'm like 8 years old.
And the quicker you get on, it'll be better,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
You ain't going nowhere.
You weren't either.
And then he walks away, and he's going to come back.
About 5, 10 years to know who's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know it.
Why?
You know it.
Up World Series?
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know it. I've won more than I've lost yet.
Oh, no, you haven't.
James, count James. You don't even know.
You better get going, Earl.
Oh, I better get going.
You better get going.
What the hell are you doing?
Walks away, comes back again.
This is the crowd.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, man. That you know what? That's worth ending on
opening
day.
That's your magic audio vault, Mike.
No, you are.
Take a break. You know, you are. You know, what are you in there for? F'ing up World Series? Oh, he loved that.
Yeah. We'll take I a won break. More than I lost, pal!
And I believe Earl Weaver in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you are, ladies for and arguing. Gentlemen. So I don't think that umpire is. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for the news and Buzz Burbank. And I was waiting for him to go, hey, but I messed that up. Let's get the news on right now. Without further ado, here is the legendary Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. You know, it's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we talk about are available now on Netflix. You can watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, iPod Touches, even a TV set. And now, just for $7.99 a month, for a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website.
Hey, listen, a program note for tomorrow for you bonus hour fans. We got a special one. for
you. It's going to
be fun. We're due for this because we, you know, we've been snipping at each other. It's what we do, but we've been doing it a little bit more lately. Shut up, Buzz. It's the Family Feud. The Mike O'Mara Show Family Feud tomorrow on the bonus hour. I'm very excited about it. It's another in the continuing game show series of from Ronick Studios.
Right. Yes.
And it should be very special, the Mike O'Mara Show Family Feud.
The magic thing is bonus people like the subscribers can watch it
the
today,
VIPs,
right?
Yeah, the VIPs can watch live today.
And you know how Mike is in a mood to play today. So
yes, absolutely.
Should be nice.
All right, very good.
What are you doing?
Take it away.
President Obama this week got an award from a citizens group for supporting transparency in government.
Fragile.
The award was presented in a closed-door meeting with reporters kept out.
It's a major award.
We also learned that the president secretly authorized the CIA to give weapons to the rebels in Libya, even though some of them are Al-Qaeda.
You can't wrap up a bowling alley.
The weapons have not actually been shipped yet because the president and his advisors are still debating whether that's a good idea.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, look, don't you agree, Buzz? Mm-hmm. I mean, once you make that commitment, just do it right. You know, get this guy out of there and help them out. I mean, when it comes to, you know, I'm all for if there's the bad guy and it serves our interests, you know, without Americans dying over there, if you want to help the, you know, get the bad guy out, but, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, the problem is everything you do has consequences. And if we give all of these guys weapons, some of them are Al-Qaeda, and there's concern this will come back and bite us. It's another example of us giving weapons to people who turn around and use them against us later.
Yeah, and that's the Afghanistan
example. So that's
what we
have to be careful
with. Buzz, I don't want to jump in too soon. Do you have the fact that they don't know how to operate the weapons?
I wasn't going to mention that, but that's true. That's one of the problems that yesterday...
can I play the tape?
Is this where the rebel forces fire?
Yeah, this is the NBC Evening
News. Okay, what is this? Set this up a little more.
This is NBC Evening News last night reporting on the skill of the Libyan rebels at fighting, okay?
Oh, no. We saw two things today, Brian, that were revealing about the rebels and also terrifying. In one case, the rebels were trying to fire a mortar, but they didn't secure the mortar to the ground, so it fired wildly off to the side. The other case, they, and I'm not making this up, they fired a rocket in the wrong direction, not toward Gaddafi forces, but backwards into a civilian city.
Now, as we suspected, we also now know that CIA operatives have been on the ground in Libya for weeks while the president's insisted that no U.S. ground troops would be sent there. These are the revelations so far as Congress begins hearings on Libya. We can also report today that NATO has now finally taken over command of the air operations in Libya and enforcement of the no-fly zone. The U.S. continues to play a key role in the operation, specializing in communications and intelligence. In the last couple of days, rebel forces in Libya have now lost nearly all of the ground they had gained. But with the resignation and defection of Gaddafi's prime minister, it appears Gaddafi's days are numbered.
Well, tomorrow we will have, at the very beginning of the show, an exclusive interview with one of our CIA advisors and find out, you know, what the hell is going on that's causing these rebels to fire their rockets backwards.
I'm sure we have our best people
I wonder if he has a long last name. Chuck Todd, you know that guy from NBC?
Yes, political correspondent.
What he said this morning on the Today Show was that if it's a covert operation, which is what the CIA does,
don't tell.
It's very, very, candlestick.
Hush.
They can legally deny it. Mm-hmm. So really, he has the law on his side by saying we don't have anyone over there. Legally, he can say we don't have anyone over there because it was a covert operation. Does this make any sense?
No, because if it's a covert operation, how come we're talking about it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
We should probably drop it.
Right. Yeah, Buzz.
In this country, the Tea Party's days may be numbered. It was the apparent popularity of that movement that brought big changes to Congress in the last election. But now, a CNN poll shows the Tea Party to be every bit as unpopular as both the Democrats and the Republicans. The shift began right after the new Congress began. Now, 47% of us have an unfavorable view of the movement. Just under a third of us view the Tea Party favorably now.
I was saying that yesterday during my colonoscopy.
How was your movement?
I have a very unfavorable view of the movement.
It happened very suddenly.
So when Michelle Bachmann heads a Tea Party rally today at the U.S. Capitol, it's doubtful anyone will pay much attention.
She is the scariest broad on Capitol Hill, bar none. I don't care what your politics are. I look at her, and seriously, I am looking not into eyes. I am looking to glass things that reflect the light.
I've heard a number of people say she makes Sarah Palin look Mensa.
She's very scary.
Do you get the impression if she were to scratch her face, she'd reveal skin under it like in the show V?
Reptilian.
She'd have green skin under there.
Hey, those extra bag fees you're paying to the airlines are really paying off, he said sarcastically. The airlines actually lost 6% more baggage last year, well over 29 million bags, or about one bag for every person in Texas and Kentucky combined.
Yeah, well, maybe they can give us the quote that my wife gave me when I was checking out fares for her Memorial Day to go down to Florida.
Yes.
And the quote was, well, I guess we'll drive. Because now there
it's getting
are
to that point.
There are no fares.
You're almost better off.
There are literally
more like unfairs. Am I right?
Shut up, Rob.
It used to cost
just go Rams.
It used to cost a round trip ticket for myself, myself to go to Arizona. You know how much I love it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It used to cost $330 if I planned everything out the right way.
Right.
Three to 4 months out.
That would now be the fare that I would have to pay to go down to Florida.
It's now because I looked at this. It's now $720.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have been officially priced out. You knew it would happen. Remember with deregulation way back when they said, well, it'll give these low-cost air carriers the chance to come in. Well, now that's not happening. It's finally happened. Now they're all expensive, and they suck too.
Right?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, all of them.
It happened, Mike, when we stopped wearing ties.
On airplanes.
Yes.
You're damn
used
right.
to have to dress up.
You used to have to dress up, and it was great, and the stews were hot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And you know what? They're the same stews. They're just not hot anymore because they're 80.
It was incredible going through this exercise because one of the things you get like on a Travelocity for a major carrier, you'll get that round trip fare and it'll be right there. And then, so what they do now is you get that round trip fare and they don't add taxes and the other
fees.
And so you don't see
that. Would you like 6 more inches of leg room?
They do that too.
They do that.
But they put the fares, at least with the fares you used to get the full fare, now they put the fees in. You only get that when you get deep into the site. So I get the 300 and change fare on airline A, B, C, D. Then I decide I'll go with your JetBlue. And I look at JetBlue and I'm like, oh my goodness, look at that. That's going to be like $99 one way. Well, you got to come back. And hey, what did it add up to when you come back?
What?
$300 and change.
Sure.
So I go with the cheapo Spirit. There's a super suck-ass cheapo airline to go with.
What are you doing to yourself?
What could go wrong?
I see $89.
Sounds great.
Bingo.
Sure.
Let's see what $89. Oh, on the way back, once again, it worked out to be
$600.
$300 and change.
Yeah.
So
always the same.
Salute to the airlines. Yeah, they're all the same. You know what? The discount websites and all that crap, it's just like getting a ticket for a game online right now. They all source the same place.
Have you tried the airline scalpers that hang out outside the luggage?
I'll be able to afford to fly since I'll no longer be able to afford health insurance. Speaking of bags, two porn companies have been fined by the feds for not making their performers wear condoms. The government's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has a fined Hustler Video.
And Ronick Films.
And a company called for, he thought it would save money, a company called Forsaken Pictures. They have been charged with not providing protective equipment. That's the same law that requires hospitals to make doctors and nurses wear gloves and masks.
Makes sense.
OSHA says it would fine more companies, but says the job sites are hard to find. Hello, bang bus.
Exactly.
And the federal government's Food and Drug Administration, having solved all of our other problems, has approved the first picture condom. Not surprisingly, the first condom to have a picture printed on it will feature the tongue of Kiss rocker Gene Simmons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's nasty.
I'm sorry about that.
I bet that's like got a few little sores on it.
You know how the condom is they have some condoms that make you last longer? I think that condom might make me last forever.
I think you're right.
What about I feel like the bow tie. The bow tie condom was always like good schtick in the bedroom.
The bow tie, playful, funny, make your lady giggle,
but only for formal occasions.
Well, or if you're flying.
It was like, and the bow tie condom, wasn't that like the T-shirt with the tuxedo on?
It was like a tux.
Oh, you put both of them together. You're a funny guy.
Walking around with a tux T-shirt and a condom on your unit.
I should probably take mine off then.
Welcome to the party.
Finally, if you don't laugh, you cry, so don't laugh if you can help it. From the home office in Florida, Dateline Palmetto, The facts are these. It was a somber occasion. It was the funeral for beloved family patriarch Eugene Pops Washington. Everyone was gathered around the gravesite. Daughter Kimberly was recording this painful moment on video when suddenly the cart bearing the casket collapsed and the casket slid end first into the open grave and the lid popped open.
Oh, no.
Revealing Pops. Condolences have been offered up by funeral director George Woody. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
See, it doesn't have anything super funny. It's just what happened.
Wish I'd been there.
It's Florida, and it's real.
It is.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Remember, a great bonus hour for you premium subscribers. You get to see that on video.
That's great. That'll help.
Coming up today, and for the rest of you, you can get that tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today was brought to you by The Big Duff 2. It's our second annual golf tournament created by Mark Bronick.
And supervised by Mark Ronick.
May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. It's a day of golf and hijinks, followed by our end of the world after party at a secret location. Four packages are available, from the spectator packages to the platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after party.
Nice.
Who doesn't want that?
I want that.
Sounded like Ina Garten. We'll have a story about her tomorrow, too.
What a great lady.
Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason at 703-628-1343. If you want to get in on that, time is not running out yet, but it will soon.
What?
So call 703-628-1343. I'm selling, Ram.
I know.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Two quarters.
Bye.
Chad Ram, Joe Ram, Brad Bassett.
They did have a...